Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Moneyweb.
And finally on the program tonight, markets and company news. I'm in conversation with Zimeli Mbanshwa from FNB Wealth and Investments. Zimeli, good evening to you. Let's start with the U.S. market dive last night, ending sharply lower on recession fears in the U.S. In fact, the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 seeing the biggest one-day drop, I think, since 2022. And the markets globally are going to be taking a lot of direction from this over coming days, no doubt.
Yes, definitely. We've already seen that from the Asian markets, which took on that negative cue overnight. We saw that with the JSE as well yesterday. I think what really triggered these recession fears was the an interview that Trump did on Sunday, where basically when asked a question, he sort of refused to rule out the possibility of a recession due to his policies, particularly the trade policies. And I think, you know, we're going to be seeing that trend go on. What is happening, I also think, you know, as you said, the NASDAQ and the S&P dropped the most in, I think, since 2022. We're also seeing that Trump trade bubble burst. So there are a lot of companies, particularly those, you know, the more riskier, I'd say, maybe like your Teslas and all that. These companies sort of like, you know, rallied before, you know, I mean, when Trump was elected. I think the expectations there is that, you know, Trump policies will benefit quite a lot of these U.S. companies, deregulation, lower taxes, the tariffs would, you know, bring preference for American goods, and these would drive profits. But we're sort of seeing this bubble burst a little bit, Tesla being on the lead. You know, the tech stocks are also have been taking quite a beating because of, you know, the AI spend, the questions around AI spend, as well as, you know, the DeepSeek models that we saw earlier on, and where are the productivity gains from these AI models. So, I mean, I think mostly it's related to Trump, but also there's just, you know, the AI story is also a bit of a problem.
Right. Mercifully, though, and there's a bit of good news here, that hasn't yet translated into South African market performance. In late afternoon trade, the JSE up by, it's really flat, 0.13%, but resources not having a bad day, up by 1.75%.
Yeah, absolutely. Resources are gaining mostly from precious metals, particularly gold, which is trading pretty positively right now. Again, you know, off of that safe haven demand, given the mounting recession fears and concerns around Trump's tariff policies. But I also think mostly what is happening with the JSE, I mean, it's flat. It started off very well, but it's heading towards that, you know, flat line, which I think is sort of, you know, showing us that wait and see approach that the market normally takes before a big risk event. In this case, the budget that we expect tomorrow. I think also, you know, the positive run that we saw in early trade is also sort of dampened by, you know, a report that JP Morgan downgraded its view on SA equities from overweight to neutral, you know, citing uncertain times, concerns around economic slowdown. We saw, you know, GDP growth of the last quarter I think a couple of weeks ago was lower than expected, as well as, you know, the effectiveness of the country's reform policies have also had an effect. Mm-hmm. But I expect the JSE will take that wait and see approach, particularly because tomorrow we're seeing that budget being tabled.
One big company result out today, and if we've got time, we'll get back to the budget in just a moment. But Absa, the group, growing full-year headline earnings by 10%. It's also reported an improved performance in its operations in South Africa. In fact, headline earnings up 14% to just under 16 billion rand. Interestingly, though, the share price not really reacting to that, down fractionally at 188 rand and 26 cents.
Yes, initially there was a bit of a reaction, but yes, you're correct, it's down fractionally. I think maybe for the most part, it's because of base effects. I mean, Absa has lagged its peers quite a bit, especially as it relates to the credit loss ratios, as well as, you know, the loan quality or the loan book. Let me put it that way, the credit quality. But we did see credit impairment charges fall quite a bit. We're seeing that credit loss ratio decline as well to about 103 bips, still above the group's targeted range of 75 to 100 bps. However, it's sort of, you know, tempering right now. However, it's still lagging its peers. So even though the results were very good, well ahead expectations, as well as the dividend was also well ahead of expectations, there is still some room for improvement there. But I think it's moving in the right direction.
And just a quick one in conclusion, let's go back to tomorrow's budget if we can. And generally, market expectations ahead of this very important speech, and again, after the 3-week delay. It's all about tone as well as announcement. What does the market want to hear the finance minister say tomorrow?
Yeah, well, I think the important thing of all is that the government carefully navigates the economic risks. So that includes fiscal weakness, external volatility, and pressing social needs. So this requires, you know, prioritizing pro-growth infrastructure investments, maintaining fiscal discipline to prevent excessive debt accumulation, and ensuring targeted social support without overburdening public finances. But I think more than anything, they need to also, from an optical standpoint, be cohesion, or at least apparent cohesion in the GNU as it relates to the economic strategy. That is what, you know, will give investors confidence in the fiscus, and should strengthen the outlook in South Africa and unlock much needed capital growth.
Appreciate the assessment tonight. That is Zimelian Banjua from FNB Wealth and Investments.
Hot 102.7.
Joburg's best old school and R&B.